So, actually, can the elevated subjects be spoken without proper philosophical understanding? Actually, no. There is God's greatness and there is God's sweetness. So, His greatness, knowledge of God's greatness, evokes submission. And knowledge of His sweetness evokes affection. And devotion, authentic devotion, is a combination of submission and affection. So sometimes if we don't properly understand the philosophy, then, and we prematurely rush into the pastimes of Krishna, at that time we may appreciate His sweetness to some extent through the pastimes. But we will not understand that this sweetness is categorically different from whatever other novels, stories, fiction, whatever we may be reading. Well, nowadays this is happening increasingly in India, that many that Mahabharata, Ramayana, these are being depicted on TV serials a lot. And using high technology and good actors and things like that is depicted. But for people, then it just becomes another entertainment program. They may see a Bollywood movie and there they experience some emotions. And then they turn on some Krishna serial and they experience some emotions over there. They may cry over there when the heroine is separated from her hero. And they may shed tears when they talk about Krishna and Radharani. But they are not really experiencing spiritual emotions over there. So without philosophical understanding, Krishna Leela is at best amusing. But with philosophical understanding, Krishna Leela becomes amazing. Not just amusing, but amazing. We understand that this is God and this is what God really is. And this is how God is filled with love and gives Himself up for love. So, the Sahajiyas, they focus on God's sweetness without considering His greatness. So there are some people who say that, I am not attracted to the Bhagavad Gita at all. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't even feel like reading the Bhagavad Gita. I simply read Chaitanya Charitamrita. I simply read, say, 10th Canto Bhagavatam. I simply read Govinda Lila Amrita. All these elevated books. But that is, there may be a few great souls who may be relishing those things. But to speak such a thing in public is to actually minimize the Bhagavad Gita. And that is not just wrong, it can be offensive also. So we do need a proper appreciation of God's greatness before we can truly appreciate His sweetness. Now His sweetness can also be appreciated through some cultural presentations like deities. People may still think of the deities as statues, as just idols or something like that. But still they'll see the beauty that attracts them to some extent. People may see Krishna Leela, some drama on Krishna Leela, they may become attracted to that. So the cultural presentations usually bring out the sweetness of Krishna. And that is attractive. So even through the TV channels also, if Krishna is presented, that is good. But we should not stop at the cultural presentations alone. Along with the cultural, there has to be philosophical presentation. And Srila Prabhupada did emphasize the philosophy quite a bit. One time, sometimes someone asked him, Swami, please speak Rasleela. So Prabhupada said, Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita at Kurukshetra first. So what he said is, basically, Krishna, he performed the Govardhan Leela first, where he lifted Govardhan. And how a 7-year-old boy can lift Govardhan, that you get to study the Bhagavad Gita to understand that. So Prabhupada said, if you don't, he would say that those who go into Ras Leela prematurely, sometimes even people imitate Ras Leela. They say that is not Ras Leela, that is Rascal Leela. So we have to be careful, definitely. Caution is required and philosophical understanding is first needed.
It seems difficult to, like what you see is that